Hi, my name's Grania Connell, and in this presentation I'm going to give you a quick overview of Compendium LD, which is a tool that we've developed for visualising designs. You might want to use this audio clip alongside the PDF presentation file called Connell_JISC_CompendiumLD. I'll try and indicate where I am in the PDF by mentioning the title at the top of the slide. So, moving on to the first slide, you'll see there a screenshot of the Compendium LD tool. This has been developed from an existing tool called Compendium, which was produced by our Knowledge Media Institute. And Compendium is a tool for helping to visualise ideas, arguments, discussions. It's a kind of mind mapping tool, but has a number of very powerful additional functionalities. And what we've done is we've taken this and we've adapted it specifically for creating ideas around designs in teaching and learning. And what you're looking at on this screen is what the opening page of the Compendium LD looks like. So as you can see, there's a large purple area, which is the main workspace for creating visual maps and designs. And down the side, you've got two sets of icons. There's the standard Compendium icon set and the customised one we've produced specifically for learning design. And what you do with the tool is you can click on any of these icons and drag them into the space and start to create a visual map. So, for example, you can see in the standard Compendium icon set, there's a little blue icon which has got a question mark in it. If you click that and pull it into the screen, you could use that to start off, for example, a discussion topic around a question. So, what is the nature of greatness, for example? And then you can see the icon underneath it is a light bulb, so that might be a set of arguments or answers to that particular question. What we've done with the LD set is specifically try to focus in on the subcomponents that a teacher or a designer would need to think about when creating a learning activity. And we've got a set of these. So if you move on to the next screen, I'll show you how we use specifically that subset to build a learning design. So here you've got the learning design icon set represented again on the left-hand side. And you can see what we've done is we've stripped down the nature of a learning activity into its core components, if you like. So at the top level, there's the overall activity itself. I should mention that within Compendium and Compendium LD, you can create maps within maps. So if you pull that across and click on it, it would open another workspace area. So inside that activity icon, you can create all the subcomponents within it. We've got icons for assignments or outputs that students might produce. We've got an icon for a resource the student might be using. Particular roles within the activity. So it might be a student working on their own, a group of students working on an activity, or it might be the teacher or tutor's role alongside what the students are doing. A stop to indicate the activity is finished. The tasks that the students are going to be doing and the tools that they're using. And we've adopted a kind of line metaphor, swim line metaphor, which has been used a lot in other design areas as well, and comes in particular from UML modelling, for example. And here you take the individual roles and you list down underneath that the tasks that the students are doing. So what you can see here on this screen are three lines. A line which has the evolving set of student tasks the student is undertaking, and you can see at the moment there's just one task which has been pulled onto that line, and that task says each student selects three countries. So a simple activity that the students are asked to do. In the second line, you've got the resources and the tools that the students are using, so maybe the documents they're being pointed to or the tools they're using, for example a wiki, a blog or a search engine. And then alongside that, you've got a line for the set of tutor tasks that are going to be happening during the activity when it's running. The next slide shows you a more built-up version of this activity. So now you can see there's a long list of activities the students are doing. So having first selected their countries, they find out relevant data about these three countries, then they post their research to a group wiki, the group nominates a person to eliminate multiple entries, and so on and so forth. And you can see alongside now, circled in red, are a set of resources and tools the students are using. So in the first task, when the students are asked to select three countries, they're using a resource, which is a Word document, which has got a list of countries they can look at. In the second example, they're finding out relevant data by looking at a document which tells them where to look on the internet. And then we've got a set of tools they're using, in this case a wiki and a forum. And in each case, the line indicates which tasks and resources and tools are connected. To the left of that student task list, you can see there's a number of revolving questions going on. And these are using the standard set of compendium icons. So here we've got a learning outcome around about the second activity. We've got some questions that the designers are asking themselves while they're building up this activity. So this just gives you a picture of how an activity can be built up. Paul Clark and Simon Cross have done a very nice slide cast of this very activity and go through in detail how they build the activity up and the kind of things that the ways in which the tool help them to think differently. And that's available, and the link to that is at the end of this presentation. So the next slide talks about some of the other functionality we've built into the Compendium LD tool. In addition to being able to draw across icons and build up a learning design activity, we can also have additional scaffolding and support. So for example, when you pull across a role icon, it gives you a suggestion of kind of roles you might want to think about, a student, a group of students, a tutor. Similarly, if you pull across tool icons, in this case, for example, if you look on the screen, you'll see the blog icon is highlighted in yellow there. That then opens a window which will give you more information of related tools and activities that might be built in. This aspect of the tool development is still very much in development, because, as many of you will probably appreciate, trying to provide in context, in situ, very specific help is incredibly difficult. What we're doing is we're adopting a kind of walled garden approach, where we've got a set of authoritative resources out on the web which we're specifically linking into to try and help teachers and designers make decisions about different tools and what they can do and different activities, and help them in that sense in terms of creating their design. So the next screen just shows you two different alternative examples. You'll notice in the top left-hand one, there's under student resources, there's a little Word icon. One of the very powerful aspects of the tool is not just that you can build up designs by linking the icon, but you can also very easily drag in actual specific applications. So you can drag in a Word file into the space and it will be there and open as a Word file. You can do the same with audios or video clips or pictures, etc. So it's very, very powerful from that sense. So it could almost be used as a learning environment itself. And that's an interesting point you might want to pick up in the discussion forum, to what extent a tool might this like this might be used from the student perspective, for the teacher to make the design more explicit to the student. And then you can also see in that second example some other little icons I haven't talked about so far, but a tick and a cross in terms of some indication of being able to do branching. You can also see there's a little pop-up window there. Anywhere you see stars on icons, behind that icon you can add further information and further text. You can add pages of information if you want. And when your mouse hovers over that particular thing, the text that's behind the icon will appear. So there's lots of additional very nice features within the tool. And once you get to play with that in the activity, you can see for yourself what can be done with it. The next example just shows you again how you can link through. Here you've got a teacher and you've got a set of different swim lines for tools, student, software, group, etc. And you can walk through in terms of what's happening at various stages. This particular picture came from an activity that we mapped as part of an ESRC-funded project called Personal Inquiry. The point is that you can be flexible. Although we've adopted a kind of swimline metaphor because we think that makes sense, we've actually seen when we've run the use of this tool in sessions, it's actually very flexible and it can be used in lots of different ways. And that's something that teachers find very valuable, to be able to adapt it in different ways. So further information is available from our main website, the Learning Design Initiative website, but also specifically about Compendium LD. If you go to compendiumld.open.ac.uk, you'll find further information about it. You'll also find a link to how you can download the tool, and also some other resources, some handouts on how to get started. We've used this now in a range of different workshops and events, both within the university and outside. And in general, feedback is very positive. Users found the tool easy to use. They found that it offered something different than just writing things down on paper. They found it helped them to think differently, and most importantly, it helped them to make their design decisions much more explicit and therefore shareable. So it would be really interesting to get your views once you've had a chance to play with the tool, to think about what you think about the tool and how you might use it and how easy you find it to do. And we'd be very grateful to hear those ideas so that we can feed it into future developments. So that's it for now. As I mentioned before, the Slidecast is link is available there by Paul Clark. It takes about 12 minutes to listen to, but well worth it to give you a good overview of what Compendium LD can do. Thanks for listening.